Hello.
Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
You're the first to arrive, so you
okay.
can decide if we wait or if we go on.
Well, let's give it a few minutes.
Okay. I think we missed you this morning. Were you able to do it on your own?
No, I was with you.
Oh, okay.
It was last night I couldn't be on.
Well, I did get that this afternoon. I got it up on the recording, so I don't know if you had time to hear it or not.
Okay.
Have you heard the results out of Israel?
No, I haven't. I was cooking all day. I had a friend, my friend with dementia. She wanted to make matzo balls. She forgot how to do it from last year. So we made her matzo balls and my matzo balls. So I didn't. Tony told me it was a close, too close to call earlier. Have you heard anything as the last hour?
Only that they both claimed victory.
Oh, gosh.
So it's really, who knows? I believe somebody else came on.
Okay. Aharon here.
Welcome.
Okay. Hi.
Sorry, I'm a little late.
Not a problem. We always wait 10 minutes, and if two people don't come, then we cancel the class. But that's,
okay.
Generally, so that the people have time to come, and also that if it's just one person, it there's really no drawing of the energy, generally speaking. So, there is, but I prefer to teach to more than one.
I see. Okay.
So we're in the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Lech Lecha, section 23. We're going to start tonight with Pasuk 228. And I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, Kudsha Barishu, Ishkinte, Bib, Hilu, Urshimud, Hilu, Uthilu, Urshimud, Liakda, Lashem, Yudhe, Bavate, Beyehuda, Shalim, Beshem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vaino Amadunai Elohino, Elena Maaseya, Dena Fenone, Elena Maaseya, Dena Fenone. Pasuk 228. Rabbi Elazar amar ha'at arna v'yedaber v'yaged v'yomer koho l'tamayhu mit parshan v'yadaber iyehu v'it galya darga lavar Tilaihu darga panima tehidun dargin ilain vadaihu dover tzedek. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said that we have noted here that each one of the terms to speak, to declare, and to say has a meaning of its own. To speak means openly, which is the secret of Malchut, and is called the revealed world. This is an external, not an internal grade, as the grades that are higher than it. And this also applies to speak righteousness, which refers to Malchut, which is the aspect of speaking. My commentary, this pasuk is defining code words. It also becomes more clear with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. The student of Kabbalah needs to determine how to utilize these code words in their life individually. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, even though to speak, to declare, and to say all seem in English to say the same thing, we know that there's no synonyms in Hebrew or Aramaic. But, and of course, because it's, I don't think I would have had a hard time knowing that it was the Sephirah of Malchut, even if Rabbi Ishtag wouldn't have put his words in capital letters there to let us know it's his insertion.
Let's start with the first question. Which is the Hebrew word for to speak?
Deber. Or my deber.
Say again.
My deber. My deber.
And the other one is to say is Amon.
Declare. I don't know. Declare. I would say to say would be Omer. Amaru is day.
To declare is in Aramaic is ha atar na, the fourth and fifth words, followed by a comma, and then you have by the bear and by and by him. Okay, it's Vayagid that is declare. Vayomer is to say. And Vayadaber is to speak.
Okay.
So we see the three words in the Aramaic, but they're really Hebrew words. But the verse really doesn't express the differences between them, does it?
No, but it probably will.
It probably will.
Well, it made me think of Passover, you know, with a Haggadah. This is the season, and oftentimes, even though the text might be for a different, you know, period of time, it still somehow fits in with the season of whatever we're working with, you know, whatever season
That's true. That's
because
true. Because
the tale, which is almost to speak or to declare, to say, you know, so.
Yes. Any other questions at the moment, or we'll go on to the other verses? Verse
229. Mesharim, man, mesharim, da darga, ila'a, Yaakov, shar yayo, beyakadahu, dikti, ata konenanta, mesharim, ugin, tach magid, ketiv, lakitiv dover. The translation, to declare alludes to the internal and supernal grade, which governs speech, that is malchut, and this applies also to declare right, who is right. This is the supernal grade where Jacob dwells, namely Tiferet. Hence you founded things that are right. And this is why it says here, declare, rather than speak. It shows us that the intention here applies to Tiferet and not to Malchut. And Rabbi Elazar hereby offers a proof for what Rabbi Shia said. My commentary is that with contemplation, the pasuk will become clear as written.
Well, I see maybe I should have asked the question on the previous verse. The meanings are the codes for external and internal. Here they're mentioning internal and supernal. Is external meaning the physical world, and internal grade meaning the spiritual world?
In verse 228, it says the external is the physical world.
Right. Okay.
The internal is the spiritual world. And the supernal world is even further, if more internal, and represents Bina. So the spiritual world here in verse 229, we're being told, is that's Tiferet.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, I believe Tiferet refers to not the Sephirah of Tiferet, but to Zeran Pin.
Okay.
And that may or may not be true, because you have to be careful about that. But if you visualize the three tubes, one more internal than the other, the most internal is Bina. The next one going outwards is Zeran Pin or Tiferet. And the most outer one is the external of Malchut.
Okay, what did Rabbi Kia say? I must admit that, because it was Rabbi Elazar in the previous verse. So what did... How far back do we have to go from Rabbi Kia?
Well, let's read the last verse, which is 330.
Okay, I see where he is. He's in 227 when he said, I declare that a right means that the world answered the host, blessed be he, by saying, from this same Abraham, children will come forth who shall destroy the temple and shall burn the Torah. So that recalls on from the other day. Of what Rabbi Kia said.
Okay. And we understand, what does it mean to be right? To be righteous. Although righteous is something different than to be right, it's essentially, what is our understanding of those verses? And we've spoken about them many times. To be righteous means to be right. To at the right time, the right place, the right consciousness, and the right action.
Well, before we learn that definition with you, which is really a profound truth, we always defined it as to be in right standing with Hashem. So, by the definition you just gave, tells us how to be righteous.
You broke up. What did you say before the righteous?
Well, I don't know if I can remember what I said. Oh, before you gave us that definition, right place, right time, right consciousness, and so forth, before that time, we always defined righteousness as to be in right standing with Hashem. And by the newer definition, it's really explaining us how to be in right standing. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. I saw Judy was trying to get on, so it flashed up on my screen.
Did she get on? Judy, are you there?
I don't know. That's why I thought it was disconnected for a minute, but it didn't actually ring, so we think she's trying the conference call.
Well, I've heard two rings so since we started.
Okay.
But I never know if that somebody disconnected and came back or what.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
I
read,
think we're going to need I'm going to need to be reminded about Tiferet can also represent Zeraphim.
I understand.
I know we said it, but,
It gets confusing because some of the sages write that they always refer to Zeraphim and others refer to Tiferet.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tiferet is that balance point between top and bottom and right and left.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore it can be inclusive of all of the other ends, which is referred to as Zeraphim. The six ends. Let's go on to verse 230, because we might be able to finish the section today. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Wiha Kiti V'yageid Lachem Et Barito Amar Lo Hakehu Badai Ihu Darga Vishalta altata adihu dover tzedek v'kola ihu v'istakala haka tachatze da'afalgav didibur ihu tata ratema dilaila ihu ila vadai dibur Malyayo ihu abikola v'darga ila ihu v'simanech ilo devar reku michem. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said that it is written, and he declared to you his covenant. Accordingly, if the term declare is used with the covenant, then it can also be used with righteousness. He said to him, it is surely so, that the term declare can be used with the covenant, namely with Yesod, because Tiferet and the covenant are one. Nevertheless, Yesod is a grade that is dominant over the lower grade, which is speak righteousness. So here we can use the term declare as well. And all this should be well examined. Come and see. Even though we said that the term speak is the lowest of them all, do not conclude from this that it is not a high and important grade. The term speak includes within it all the other grades and is a high grade. And the proof of this appears in the verse.
or it is not a vain thing, referring to speech. My commentary. With contemplation, the verse becomes clear with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, we know the code is as well, and
because we're running out of time, Donna, because we're running out of time, and I want to finish this next verse, 231.
Okay.
We'll discuss both at the same time.
Okay.
Verse 231. Rabbi Elazar, Hawazel, Ivechamo. Rabbi Chiyayo, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chizkiah, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Achamena, Itaruta, Bileilah, Lavihu, Elakaritar, Letata, Deha Itaruta. Bilela Bateuta Bilta Ta Talyayo. The translation. Rabbi Elazar was on his way to his father-in-law, accompanied by Rabbi Shia, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Chizkiah. Rabbi Elazar said, I see that the awakening from above occurs as a response to awakening from below, because the upper is aroused by the passion and the desire of the lower and depends on it. My commentary, the spiritual principle is well known, so why is it being repeated here? Now we can discuss both verses or one or them both separately, or we can finish one, the earlier one, 230. And then continue tomorrow with 231 for discussion. It's all up to you all.
On 231, it created a question for me, because is it saying, because we've used these terms, speak, to declare, to say, that the desire for Shefa from Hashem, that, you know, starts the process, but should we also speak it?
Yes.
And is that what that last verse is trying to tell us?
Yes.
Okay.
Because let's understand the process. The example we're constantly using, you have a question and you have an answer. Which is the cause? The answer, because it wants to be revealed.
Okay.
The answer puts the question into the consciousness of the person in Malchut. But without the asking of the question, without verbalizing the question, the answer cannot be revealed. So now when we apply that to the two terms, feminine waters and male waters refers to what flows down from the spiritual to the physical. Female waters refers to actions within the Malchut that draws the flow from the spiritual. Now, we've now created or presented both the way the worlds, the combination of the worlds works. As a human being, you have to do the action. But the action you do is always instigated by the spiritual consciousness that wants to be revealed. So the question becomes, where are you in the process? If you're in the mental process in a human being, that's instigated by the revelation that wants to be revealed, the answer that wants to be revealed. But the human being has to do the action, which means that the action becomes the keter to manifest or to draw the shefa, to draw the flow of goodness. So where is the process? It's like in binding by striking, which always takes review. But when we're discussing binding by striking, the revelation wants to be revealed. But if we say, okay, just come on in and I'll reveal you, we're back at phase one. We're back at the level of Chachma. We're not in Malchut. In Malchut, we have to truly desire it. Phase four. And phase four must take place in order to draw the Shefa and return to the level of phase one, to the level of Chachma. But where are you in the process? Are you in phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four? The Shefa is direct light. It wants to come into the physical world to be revealed. But if we just accept it, it goes away, because there's no true desire in phase one. But if we have a true desire for that Shefa, it will flow because we desire it. So who is the cause? Is it the Shefa that's the cause, or is it the action that is the cause? One is direct light and one is returning light. And I do need to end this conversation because my people are here.
Okay.
But I'm sure what I've expressed is not, well, it's as clear as mud, like normal. So tomorrow you'll let me know if you want to finish this discussion or if we want to go on to section 24.
Okay.
You all have a good evening, and there are two classes tonight. One we just had, and the other one at 7 o'clock is going to be the Tikkuni Zohar class, which we haven't had for quite a while. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.